I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Halloween is Thursday, and along with ghosts, goblins, and witches, one of the most iconic symbols of the spooky holiday is bats. Ag professionals know that bats are voracious predators of nocturnal insects, including a lot of crop pests. They're also good seed disseminators and pollinators. Some estimates in the journal Science suggest that the loss of bats in North America could lead to agricultural losses, estimated at more than $3.7 billion a year. That could be one reason why the U.S. Forest Service has proclaimed this Bat Week. The Forest Service's Kim Winter told the USDA News Service that Bat Week is necessary to dispel outsized fears many people have of bats.
I used to be an animal control officer back in the day, and what I witnessed was that we got a disproportionate number of calls with people petrified of bats screaming, right? Because one little bat crawled into some little crack in their ceiling, and they would just beat the poor thing to death. I just have to be frank. And the whole purpose of Bat Week is to convert that mindset and all the propaganda that works against bats into appreciation and advocacy for bats.
Bats are now facing a new threat called white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that grows on the mammals during hibernation. It's deadly and spreading. The fungus was found on two little brown bats in California in 2018. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.